This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. At last night's Emmy Awards, where Game of Thrones and the edgy British comedy Fleabag are grabbing the headlines, the diversity factor was lower. Only three actors of color won Emmys last night, and nominations were down from a peak the year before. Meanwhile, with autumn breaking comes the new TV shows. This year, CBS is trying for more diversity. Christabel Nsiabwadi reports.
This fall, most of the five new shows on CBS feature black actors in leading roles.
Thanks, Abby.
Abishola.
Abishola, sorry. You can call me Bob.
Good night, Bob.
That's a scene from Bob Hart's Abishola, a comedy about a white American man who falls in love with his Nigerian nurse. This comes on the heels of several CBS shows released last year with a diverse cast, including The Neighborhood, a comedy about gentrification, which is back for a second season.
Can I borrow some milk?
Sure, what kind do you want? We have almond, oat, coconut, macadamia.
Oh, so you don't have milk. I'll just go to the store.
Tashina Arnold plays Tina Butler on The Neighborhood. She enjoys working on a show that promotes greater cultural understanding and diversity.
We found a happy medium to be able to incorporate those things and present it on a major network.
For the show's creator, Jim Reynolds, offering a nuanced take on an issue like gentrification all starts in his writer's room, one of the most diverse he says he's worked in.
Ensuring that inclusion is a primary value on our show really, I think, is the way to make sure that this is an issue that's examined from multiple perspectives, because it is a very complicated issue.
For Reynolds and Arnold, tackling diversity is about changing hearts and minds. For the big TV networks, it's about making money, which traditionally happened by attracting a large, predominantly white, audience. Tiffany Smith Anawai is the Executive Vice President of Entertainment Diversity, Inclusion and Communications at CBS.
I know that both internationally as well as U.S. minorities, the buying power is over $3 trillion.
Those dollars come from advertising, streaming, digital platforms and marketing opportunities. Here's Darnell Hunt, co-author of UCLA's annual Hollywood Diversity Report, which is in its sixth edition.
You cannot make a TV show that's not diverse. The majority of babies born in America today are people of color, and that's been true for the last 4 or 5 years.
This is a fact, Hunt says, that can't be ignored.
You're talking about not only your current market, but your future market.
Which means for the major networks, diversity both on screen and behind the scenes is the only option. I'm Christabel Nsiabwadi for Marketplace.